Good evening. We're doing our class, Judaism Head to Toe. And we have a mitzvah, d'oraita, biblical prohibition against doing tattoos. So we're not allowed to put tattoos on any part of our body. If a person had put on tattoos, so then we don't go showing them off. We try to keep them covered. Person does not have to undergo the treatments of removing them. Once they're there, they're there. But a person isn't supposed to put them on. We move forward to the mitzvah of tzitzit. Yes, sir.
If the process for removal of tattoos becomes easier and less painful,
we'll worry about it then. So when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzit, whenever we wear a four-cornered garment, we have to put on tzitzit. Four-cornered is defined by a few things. Number one, it has to be corners and not round, right? This is round. Everyone sees there's in the corner here, right? Number two is, in order for it to be four corners, so you need two in the front and two in the back. So here we have two corners. So why don't these count? Because in order for them to count as corners, it has to be split more than halfway up. If it's not split more than halfway up, so here it's not. Some rabbis have long jackets that end up being split more than halfway up, and then they need to put tzitzis on them. So what they do is they round one of the corners. Because otherwise, if you have four corners, five corners, six corners, doesn't matter, you need to put tzitzit. Tzitzit, by definition, are strings that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. Now, the strings can be made of wool or linen. We customarily take wool strings, but they have to be made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. When we could also get tzitzit of the same material as the garment. So if this is made of, I don't know what, let's say it's made of, I don't know, camel wool, cotton. So I could theoretically take cotton and make cotton strings out of it. When it comes to nylon, when it comes to synthetic materials, so there we have a machloket. Rabbi Feinstein's of the opinion that those clothing are like leather clothing. You don't generally get strings of that, and that's why you don't have to make tzitzit on that. Others are of the opinion that being that today they do make strings of polyester, and they actually weave it as though it were real cloth. So there are those who are of the opinion that even synthetic materials, when used that way, should have tzitzit. If you're going to have a four-cornered garment made of synthetic material, so you enter a machloket, whether it's obligatory or not. We have another machloket, which is when it comes to tzarat. So the Torah tells us that whenever we speak about a garment, we're talking about wool or linen. Okay, that's a garment in Torah, wool or linen. What happens if I'm wearing a garment made of cotton? I'm wearing a cotton tzitzit, a cotton shirt. So then it's a machloket whether I am biblically obligated to put tzitzit on that or not. The Ramah, and this is Ashkenazim, we have the custom that we go with the opinion that all garments are obligated biblically. All natural material made garments. So if you buy a cotton garment, four-cornered cotton garment, which is not a bad idea for the summer, you put on tzitzit, wool tzitzit on it, so that's, you've done the mitzvah of tzitzit. Others are of the opinion that that's a rabbinic, that's not a biblical mitzvah. Biblical mitzvah is only on a wool garment. And that's why those who want to be more stringent wear a wool four-cornered garment, because then you're, according to all opinions, you are doing the mitzvah when you wear it. Do we have to wear tzitzit at night? So it is a machloket. Rambam Rosh. The Gemara says nighttime garments do not have to have tzitzit. What does that Gemara mean? One opinion says what that Gemara means is that any garment you wear during the nighttime hours does not require tzitzit. The other opinion says, if you have a garment that's only worn at night, if it's a pajamas that has four corners, you have a poncho for your pajamas, okay? You have a nice long poncho, that's your nightgown. You go to sleep in a poncho. So poncho could be a four-cornered garment. right? You got the front, you got the back, four-cornered garment. That, if that's your PJs, so then the second opinion would say, even if you wear it by day, being that it's a nighttime garment, it doesn't have to have tzitzit. So again, opinion number one says, and we generally go with opinion number one, that it depends on when you wear it. And that's why on Yom Kippur, where we wear a talis for the nighttime prayer, you have to put it on before nighttime. Because even though the talis is a daytime garment, if you wear it at night, you don't make a blessing on tzitzit. So if you are, when you guys will get married, Bezrat Hashem, many people have the custom that under the chuppah they put on a talit. But if it's nighttime, you cannot make a blessing on that talit. Because we generally go with the opinion that says that any garment you wear during the nighttime hours, you're not obligated in tzitzit. On the other hand, we do take the other opinion into account. And the other opinion says that, no, if it's a daytime garment, then it doesn't matter what time you wear it, it's obligated in tzitzit. And when are you not obligated? If the garment is meant only for nighttime. What if it's a garment I wear by day and night? So that's chayav, that's obligated in tzitzit. We will have a class, Bezrat Hashem, on how we make tzitzit. That we will do hands-on, that's why I'm not going there right now. Right now what we're discussing is a tzitzit. I will get to questions in a minute, otherwise I lose my train of thought and then I don't get in what I need to get in. Tzitzit should ideally be white or the color of the garment, because the pasuk says, tzitzit hakanaf petil techelet. The tzitzit are called the tzitzit of the corner. Why are they called tzitzit hakanaf, tzitzit of the corner? From here the Talmud derives that you can make the tzitzit of the same material as the corner of the garment, and ideally they should be the same color. Either white is good for all colors, or the same color. And that's why soldiers, sometimes if they want to wear tzitzit under their fatigue, so everything they wear has to be green. So they sell, in the soldier supply stores, they sell green paint. And you could actually cook your tzitzit in green paint and make the garment and the tzitzit green. And halachically, that's also kosher. We said the tzitzit have to be either white or the color of the garment. So if I put the garment and the tzitzit in a pot and I cook them all green, and then I'm going to have a garment and tzitzit that are green, that's also kosher. That's fine. That's okay. So what else do we need to know about tzitzit? The details of tying and length we will still discuss. When we buy tzitzit, we should buy tzitzit with a kosher symbol, because we need to know it was made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. Tzitzit have to be made by someone who's obligated in the mitzvah. That's why people before their giyur shouldn't make the tzitzit they're going to wear after the giyur, because a Jew has to make the tzitzit. So that's why even a child, I made my son's talit a week before his bar mitzvah. We got him a new talit. And I said, wait a second, he's not biblically obligated yet. He's still a katan. So I would like for him to make his own talit, but I said, instead of getting into all that question, I'll make it for him. So initially I was only going to make the upper two knots, which are biblical, and the rest is rabbinic. But I decided I'll do the whole thing for him. So I did the whole thing. It's not a big deal. I'll teach you guys how to do it. Everyone can do it. It's really not a big deal. What else do we need to know about tzitzit? Every minute that we wear tzitzit, we're getting a mitzvah. You're fulfilling a mitzvah every minute you're wearing it. But if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have to wear tzitzit. So it protects you. It's considered something that in times of danger, it protects a person, but you don't have to. Meaning if it's a hot day and you're sweating bullets, you're going to faint on the bus, take off that tzitzit. You're on a plane and there's no air, and sitting there suffocating from heat, you don't have to wear it. When you wear it, you get a mitzvah. Can you wear two tzitzit? Yeah. Can you wear four? Yes. If you can do it privately. No one has to know about it. You know. We don't brag about it. Every time we wear tzitzit, we make a blessing. Unless you just took it off for a second and you put it back on. But if you went to sleep and you took off your tzitzit and then you got up 15 minutes later and you're putting them back on again, you make a blessing all over again. Stefan, you could stay there so long as the camera's not looking our way. And right now it's not looking our way. So we're okay. Okay. There were other people before you. I'll get to you in a second. Yes.
So let's say something happens on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And you don't come on time. What do you do with your talit?
You put it on without a blessing.
Okay, that was simple.
You wear tzitzit so you can see it or not?
I'll get back to you in a second.
Yes. You see it.
What if you have a six-cornered garment? Do all six corners need tzitzit?
Two opinions. One opinion says the four extremities. The other opinion says all six. Each person will check the local Orthodox rabbi.
Okay.
More questions? Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
What opinion says?
Bring a Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says. Why don't you bring a Shulchan Aruch? Let's see what it says. Yes. Aleph. Yes, sir.
I learned that when you go to bed, you don't wear the tzitzit, because if you do, when you put them on in the morning, when you put them on in the morning, you say, rock the wall.
Okay.
But if you wear it at night, if you don't have a tzitzit, but I wear a tall tzitzit.
Fine. Very good. Right. That's what many Ashkenazim do. When they put on the talit, they make a blessing, and they have in mind that it encompasses the tzitzit, their talit katan that they're wearing as well. Toda rabba. With regards to having the tzitzit being seen, so the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's a good thing for people, even if they don't wear their garment outside, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that ideally you wear the garment, the whole garment outside. But at least they should leave the strings outside. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, and that's why there's a new thing that's been happening in the last century, that people leave out the strings, and that's fine. If a person, no one ever did it.
Ashkenazim had them inside before?
Yes. The Sfaradim, and based on the Kabbalists, they hold that you should always leave it inside, and whatever a person does is kosher. Yes, sir.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peripheral vision.
There's a story about tzitzit, about a bunch of yeshiva students that go to this woman of low rebuke, and then there's one yeshiva student that also want to go, and then he climbs up to her bed, and then his tzitzit falls on his head, and then he doesn't do the act, and then she's so amazed that he didn't do the act, and then she sells everything and gives it to charity, and she converts, and then they get married. But if his tzitzit was inside, how did it fall on his side? Rosh?
He's taking it off, maybe.
Right, he took off his shirt.
The string hit him in the face.
Yeah.
He's still inside the pants.
How is it inside the pants if he's taking off his shirt?
And he took off his tits adult.
He's getting naked, yeah.
No, how did it fall in his head?
Huh?
No, then he must have the means.
Tough. I don't remember where I got the other opinion from. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if a garment has five corners, more than four corners, you take the four extremities and you put it there. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the opinion of the Taz. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Rashi in Bar Vaischanan writes what you said, that if you were to put on more than four corners, it would be Bal Tosif. And I don't remember where I got it from, what I said, the other opinion. If you want to bring Mishnah Berurah, I'll check there. I don't remember right now. Yeah, I don't remember where I got it from. I got it, Benny.
Good enough. Oh, I know what my second question was. Can I say it just so I don't
forget? Oh, Draga? Okay, I'm not finding it now. So we're going with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know, maybe I made a mistake. Shulchan Aruch says, you put it on the four extremities. Four tzitziot and the four extremities. That's what it says. And if I have time, maybe I'll go looking, but for now, that's what we know. Shulchan Aruch says the four extremities, four tzitziot. Seder. Thank you. Shukach. Okay. Yeah.
If you wear a bottom garment.
What's a bottom garment?
Like, let's say the samurais that wear like a belt, okay, but on the belt it has like a front piece that's, you know,
like a skirt.
Mubba.
Yeah.
Okay, mubba, vas shum davar betzadim, vas mubba bet me'achora, tzod davar. Ze gam arba pinot.
So that depends on how it's attached. It could be, yeah.
Tachton.
So, doesn't matter. Yeah.
And what about a scarf?
That's a good question. We assume that a small scarf is not chayav. When you start buying those thick, those broader scarves, then you run into a question. I once brought, you can buy, and it's a very useful, a broad scarf. I just cut the corner to be round, because it's a little hard to understand. Chacham Ovadia seems to have understood. The Shulchan Aruch, when he discusses the different clothing, he speaks about a sheed and a buka and all kinds of Arabic clothing. So it's not so clear why. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says, if you wear a turban, so even though they used to wear their turbans so that you had two corners coming off the front and you have four corners, it's still patu. Because it's meant for covering your head. It's not considered a garment. He says the thing that people wear around their necks, that's in Arabic called a sheed, and a buka that they wear in Spain, that's also patu. So again, the question is, what's he talking about? Is that the scarf? I mean, that's what we assume he's talking about, because again, it's not something you wear on your body. But once you start getting that, they have these shawls that cover your shoulders, that cover your back, then you start running into a bigger question. I'm saying there are very broad scarves that end up being shawls. So there you run into a problem.
Do the strings have to be external? Like,
I'm saying, I'll just quote you the Shulchan Aruch.
No, I'm not talking
it says
about
a gichash, a mintigi, a dulamnish, a kapatanish, and a pidinish are patur. Okay, what are those five? And that's why it's hard to learn Shulchan Aruch on this. Chacham Ovadia, in his response, talks about it, and he knew what he was talking about. You see, in Chacham Ovadia's response, that he knew what these words meant. I don't know what they mean. Yeah.
Okay. So the tzitzit have to be strings that you tie to the beged, or could you technically make a beged with extra long corners and tzitzit built in? If you get what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Okay, every tzitzit that you have ever seen in your life was a string that was added to the beged.
Right.
Could you make a beged fresh? You're the person that's sewing this beged. Make a beged.
No.
The corners are tzitzit.
No. Not only that, it is so prohibited that the rabbi said that if you have strings coming out of your tzitzit. We have a talis here, or do I have to pull out my own? No. Okay. So the rabbi said, if you have strings coming out of here, so that disqualifies the tzitzit, because the rabbis were concerned that people would make that mistake and take the strings of the garment and use them. Don't forget, the strings have to be made for the sake of the mitzvah. So there's a special, the Gemara says, there's a special gezeira that people shouldn't come to do that. So they disqualified tzitzit if there were strings coming out of the loop, of the hole through which the tzitzit goes through.
A lot of questions.
I've seen tzitzit that you could like detach it from the beged.
Never saw that. That doesn't sound kosher to me.
Yeah, that's what I've seen done.
I don't think so.
Like the hooks? Ones, like, yeah, like little hooks. Uh-huh. Like you press them down. Like,
key hooks? Them,
yeah. I've seen it in London. There, somebody has one like little hook thing. They press it down, hook it in, and it hangs off. They're homemade. I don't know how kosher they are.
There's a
what did I do in this situation?
What's the problem?
They got caught in my bike yesterday.
What's the problem? Clean them.
This is kosher?
Yeah.
Is it better I tear it?
Maybe. It's nicer. You have to have 12 finger widths. So measure with your thumbs from the first knot down to the end, and you'll see that down to here, yes, down to here will be way more than 12. So you could cut it. When you cut it, knot it after you cut it so it doesn't open up. So you cut it, then either put a knot or dip it in clear nail polish, and that'll, or glue, and that'll hold it shut. Okay.